I got another poem I'm going to share with you, but I'm going to say a few words about it. In 1990, my father-in-law passed away. That would be Marlene's dad. I used to go bowling with him. I had to learn to play, in order to date my his daughter, I had to learn to play cribbage. That was a big one. The night before he passed away, we went to visit him in the hospital. And he said, "Did you bring the cribbage board?" Of course, he was a well driller, and I worked with him. He taught me how to well drill. And I used to race stock cars, and he used to race stock cars. The reason I'm saying all this is because it'll make more sense in this poem I wrote. But I think why I wrote it was because I was thinking about this. Roy Stromberg was the first person that I was a family member that I was close to and did a lot of things with that I got to see die. And so this is what motivated me to write this poem. It doesn't make any sense otherwise. I think what I kept thinking was, all this stuff is irrelevant. I title this poem, "What Will My Jesus Say?" When my last well has been drilled and I catch my last big fish, oh, what a thrill. What would my Savior say? When my last installment payment is made and my last cribbage game is played, what will my Savior say? When my last bowling ball down the alley is thrown and my last fit of anger has been shown, what will my Savior say? When my last stock car race has been run and my last book read just for fun, what will my Savior say? When he counts all the houses I own and remembers all the parties I've thrown, what will my Jesus say? When he counts all the Big Macs I've eaten and all the sports competitors I've beaten, what will my Jesus say? When I've come to the end of the line and have a long list of things that are mine, what will my Jesus say? When I kneel before him on judgment day and hand him this list of toys at play, what will my Jesus say? Cut it out, Donald! Pull it together! That's not what he would say. And in closing, this is, I guess you could call it a prayer. It's by an author that's unknown, but it really spoke to my heart. Help us to remember that jerk who cut us off in traffic last night. Help us remember that jerk that cut us off in traffic last night. She is a single mother who worked 9 hours that day and is rushing home to cook dinner and help with homework and do the laundry and spend a few precious moments with her child. I need a Kleenex, please. I spent my whole life doing what my father never did. My father couldn't talk without crying.
Before Nicole gone, it don't say grace at the table.
Anyhow, help us to remember that that pierced, tattooed, disinterested young man who can't make change correctly is a worried 19-year-old college student balancing his apprehension over final exams and his fear that not getting his student loans for next semester. Remind us, Lord, that that scary-looking bum begging for money in the same spot every day, who really ought to get a job, is a slave to addiction that we can only imagine in our worst nightmares. Help us to remember that old couple. Yeah. Help us to remember that old couple walking annoyingly slow to the store, through the store aisles.
Their
It's some of us, too. Anyway, help us to remember the old couple walking and oiling slow through the store aisles and blocking our shopping progress. They are savoring this moment, knowing that, based on the biopsy report that she got back last week, this will be the last year they go shopping together. Heavenly Father, remind us each day that of all the gifts you give us, the greatest gift is love. It is not enough to share that love with those we hold dear. Open our hearts not to just those who are close to us, but all of humanity. Let us be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Show patience, empathy, and love. Amen. And one last thought. Working for God on earth doesn't pay much, but his retirement plan is out of this world. Anybody want prayer? Marlene and I are up here. If you need prayer, come forward. Marlene, we'll pray for you.